In the course of a criminal investigation, sometimes the government requests information on Google users. Here's how we protect users' information from excessive requests, while also following the law. Let's say the federal authorities want information from Google about user HughDunnett22. Google protects your rights by upholding the Fourth Amendment. The law requires authorities to use a search warrant when seeking private content, like email. If there's enough evidence to support an application for a search warrant, the investigator heads to court. The judge inspects the application, and if satisfied, issues a search warrant. Then it's served on Google. First stop, the screener. The screener sorts and prioritizes search warrants. If it's an urgent matter like child safety, it's given high priority. Next stop, the producer. The producer examines warrants and protects users by catching errors and determining what information to provide. They fix glitches, so we don't access someone else's account. Sometimes they're illegible, or the username is misspelled, or the request is meant for a different company. Sometimes the data request is so vague and broad, we have to go back, narrow it down, and play catch-up. So, we'll get a hold of investigators to narrow the warrant, or go back to court to ask the judge to amend the warrant. If legal and appropriate, Google notifies the user that law enforcement made a data request and looks closely at the warrant to see exactly what data to produce. Say the FBI wants all information and content on HughDunnett22's account. We'll need to clarify. Hey, it's Google, about that warrant.
Yep.
You need everything for all services?
Yep.
Gmail, YouTube, photos.
Everything.
That's a lot of information that may not have anything to do with the case. So, we'll look to narrow the warrant. This sounds like a case where only email from the last month matters. How about we go with that?
Okay, that'll do.
We can then move forward. We then gather the agreed upon information carefully and accurately. Done. Data is then sent to investigators, along with a certificate of authenticity. Matter close for good? Not yet. We may need to show up in court and present the data. A producer may serve as custodian of records. The custodian of records travels and appears in court. They may travel to authenticate the records, verifying that the data is exactly what Google provided. The records are hereby admitted into evidence. Have a nice flight back. Matter closed. Let's recap. The judge signs the warrant. The screener sorts it. Producer takes over. Oops, there's a problem. Wrong company. Wrong user. Vague request. Fraud request. Go back and play catch up. Whoa, narrow the scope. Okay, time to gather data. Gathering, double checking. What's the cow doing here? Deliver the data. Now hand it over to the custodian. Nice mustache. He flies to court. Authenticates. Matter closed. Woo! That's how we respond to a U.S. search warrant while working hard to protect our users' privacy and security.